Hi, I am Paul Gravelin, and welcome to AH Pulse for May 1st, 2004. The AH stands for Alternative Health, and the mission of the program is to inform people about the therapies and practices in the alternative and holistic health field. If you have any comments about the program, please feel free to email me at paul@ahpulse.com. In the previous AH Pulse, healing and healers took center stage. In this edition, the subject switches to bodyworks. In fact, we have representatives from three of the best-known bodyworks techniques available to the general public. We'll hear about the Alexander Technique from Dana Ben-Yehuda of the American Society for the Alexander Technique, Sue Seacoff from the Rolf Institute, and Kim Illig representing Hello Work International. In addition, we'll also hear from practitioners who employ these strategies in their daily work and from people who have benefited from using the bodyworks methods. Along the way, we'll visit Massachusetts, New York, Colorado, California, and Washington State. Sounds like an itinerary for a Southwest Airlines transcontinental flight. But anyways, we've got a lot on tap, so let's begin. Our first guest is Dana Ben-Yehuda, who will tell us about the Alexander Technique. Dana, it might be appropriate to start with a basic introduction to the Alexander Technique.
The Alexander Technique is a method of learning to use our bodies the way nature intended. Children are born knowing how to move. It's only over time that they learn how to harm themselves through poor postural habits and tension patterns. So in this work, we learn to undo the bad habits that are interfering with the natural uprightness and ease that we are born knowing, but we lost along the way. Usually when I tell people what I do, they pull themselves up into a rigid militaristic posture. That lasts for about 10 seconds, and then they get tired and slump back down again. Through lessons, we can literally undo the thing that makes us slump in the first place. So people find themselves standing up, and also it is light and without effort and with a sense of ease. One way to think of it is that it's as if our compasses are not quite pointing north, but we don't realize it because we're used to it. We're like fish in water. That's why, even though we may be misaligned, if someone puts us straight, we very quickly revert to the way that feels normal. The Alexander Technique is a way of tuning up our sense of ourselves so that we regain the natural, open posture that we're born with, and we do it with ease.
As you know, the theme of this program is bodyworks. I understand that bodyworks philosophies are multifaceted. How is this applicable in the Alexander Technique?
It's a skill that can be taught. So when people take lessons, they become able to do it for themselves. It's an educational method that addresses the little place between a stimulus that can either be mental or physical and the response. For example, most of the time when we get a stimulus, we react automatically, and we respond too quickly. We've lost the ability to stop and think about how we'd like to respond. As a result, first we take action, and then we think, and then we try to make it better afterwards. The Alexander Technique is an educational method that helps us learn how to create a place of stillness in the mind and body that allows us the freedom to consciously choose our own response.
If one of our listeners engaged in a series of Alexander Technique lessons, what difference might they expect when they were completed?
It can bring about improvement in predominantly physical activities, like how we move when we hear the phone ring and jump to answer it. It's also applicable to predominantly mental and emotional responses, like how we respond to something our spouse or a child may say to us. It can help us learn to stop and respond from a place of centeredness and poise.
I believe the Alexander Technique has a mind-body connection. Can you elaborate on that?
It's a way of using our mind to direct our body. In lessons, the teacher helps you become aware of poor postural habits. And with a combination of conscious awareness of what we're doing and very gentle hands-on guidance, you learn to move differently. Typically, that also feels different or wrong, even if it also feels light and easy. That's because we're so wired up to do things the way they feel right, even if what feels right is causing us harm than what might be functionally healthier. But through practice, this starts to be a new habit that feels very good too.
How about a list of specific conditions which can be helped by the Alexander Technique?
Anyone who has pain in their back or neck or joint pain would benefit from Alexander Technique. People with arthritis and fibromyalgia, repetitive stress injuries, carpal tunnel, scoliosis, all kinds of back and neck problems and joint problems, people in pain benefit from this technique. Another group of people that find it very helpful are people who want to have better natural posture. It's also very useful as a preventative, as a way to keep the good use with which we're born.
In most literature that I've read, the Alexander Technique is linked to the performing arts or even to sports. Why has that been so?
Traditionally, people who work in performance activities such as musicians and singers and dancers use the Alexander Technique to have the full range and use of themselves. And by use, I mean the way we carry ourselves and use ourselves, how we move or sit or stand in all our activities. It's taught at Juilliard. It's taught in most drama schools, at ACT, American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, and virtually every music conservatory in the U.S. and Europe. Athletes also use it to prevent injury. Tennis players, horseback riders, golfers, they learn to be in the moment and balance, and that helps them function better with less injury.
Let's assume that I feel that the Alexander Technique might be of benefit to me. How can I go about finding a certified practitioner?
Okay, people can find a certified Alexander Technique teacher by looking on the AMSAT website. AMSAT is the American Society for the Alexander Technique. You can go to AMSAT on the internet. The address is www.amsat.ws. That's .ws, not .com. And you can also reach them by phone at AMSAT at 1-800-473-0620. The American Society for the Alexander Technique is the largest professional organization for teachers of the Alexander Technique in the United States, and it establishes and maintains standards for the training and certification of Alexander teachers.
So, what's the criteria for becoming certified?
An AMSAT-certified Alexander teacher has completed 1,600 hours of training over a minimum of 3 years at an AMSAT-approved training course. Over 700 teachers have been certified since AMSAT was founded in 1987.